Oh my god, guys. Finally, episode 15, finally out. Welcome to the Me Time Gamer podcast. Hopefully everybody's going well. Yeah, like I said, this is Me Time Gamer, John, whatever you want to call me. Episode 15 of the podcast. It's been a while. Sorry, I finally decided to get my lazy butt recording a podcast. I don't know why I don't do these more regularly. They're pretty easy to do. It's just sometimes I just feel more like playing games than recording myself speaking into my microphone. Just look at my sound wave going while I'm recording. It's a bit weird, but anyway. So yeah, I'm back with another podcast. Felt like recording, a bit more motivated. Sometimes it sucks when you're trying to record a podcast and you're tired. So lately I've been feeling that a lot more, but today I just felt like a lot more motivated to create something more unique than just a let's play video that I usually do. So we got about four articles of news today I want to talk about that caught my attention from this week or in a bit from last week. And of course we're going to start off by talking what I've been playing lately. And also I think I got another kickstarting it for you guys. You guys can go help out there. We'll talk a bit more about that at the end. So let's start off with what I've been playing lately. So of course, if you're at the channel at youtube.com/MeTimeGamer, you'll see that I've been playing a lot of Outlast lately, which hopefully I'll be continuing very soon. I've been playing only Outlast like increments of 30 minutes at a time. It's just easier for me to upload to YouTube. And I've noticed in the past that when I'm recording a 45 to an hour long playthrough video, people don't tend to watch them all the way through. Which is weird, because I find that, like, for me, I've like a little maybe less known fact about me is I cut cable about a year ago, and like I watch your regular YouTubers like Markiplier, PewDiePie, Jacksepticeye, and a couple other ones, and when they put playthroughs, I'll usually if they're an hour long, I'll probably watch them if it's a game like I'll usually watch the game if it's a game I'm not intending to play but I want to see what it is. So I definitely check those videos out, and I find that I don't mind the video being an hour long, because me, it sort of replaces a TV show, which the average person will spend, depending on 22 minutes or an hour, 45 minutes watching a TV show with commercial break. But what's fun about a YouTube, usually there's no commercial breaks, or you can skip them in most cases, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I've been playing Outlast. So yeah, 30 minutes increments for you guys to enjoy a bit better. You find they're a bit more manageable. I'm trying to cut it in areas where it's not just cutting in the middle of the action. It's actually like where it slows down into the action. Another game I've been playing, I think that's the video. Is that the video I released yesterday? I always forget. I've been playing Beholder. That's another fun game. Like it's, I think it's pretty much randomized the way it works. I haven't started up a second career yet, but I think it's pretty much randomized where you start off. If you haven't seen the video, definitely go check it out on my YouTube page. But if you don't know what it is, it's basically a game that you play a superintendent in sort of a totalitarian government, and you have to evict or get rid of people that are breaking the law. And every couple of hours, in-game hours, you like have new directives from the government, like new rules, like some stupid ones, like no imported music, no blue jeans, no singing between, no singing out loud in front of ministry agents, no stuff like that. So it gets pretty crazy. And like some of the missions, like help out, evict this guy. He hasn't done anything, but we don't want him in the building anymore because he has potential for problems or stuff like that. So it's a pretty fun game to play, actually. I want to dabble more into, but it's a game. It sucks because last time I played it for 2 hours, but you guys only saw 17 minutes of it. But I played for 2 hours because once I was done the part that I wanted to record, I just kept playing and playing. And then I actually I got like eliminated at the end, because once you run out of money, you sort of get arrested for embezzlement because you don't have enough money to pay the fines. Because you do get fines if you don't finish missions, you get fined. If you don't pay some bills, you get fined. Like the way mine ended, a little bit of spoiler there for my ending of the video, is I had to pay like $7,000. My son needed $7,000 for something, and of course, like I didn't have that much money in game to pay that thing. But then after that, because I didn't pay it, he went out and he tried to rob a bank, and because he was a minor, I was fined $4,000 for damages, and I was just missing like a couple hundred dollars, and I got a, oh well, you don't have enough money, so you're going to be arrested for embezzlement and game over. You're like, ah, shit. So that's a fun game though. It's like, I was going fine, I had a lot of money, then everything went down fucking hill, and then I lost everything. And within 10 minutes, so you're like, ah, damn. So I showed that in the end of videos. Definitely can check that out. One other thing I've been doing lately is streaming a bit more. I've only been streaming a couple hours at a time. While I'm recording it, after I'm done recording this, I'm probably going to go try to stream at least an hour there after I'm done. Which doesn't matter for you because you're not... you can go catch me anyway. I usually try to stream at least an hour or two around 9 p.m. Eastern time over on twitch.tv/metimegamer. And so I've been just streaming Watch Dogs 2. I think I'm going to finish it pretty soon there on the stream, so definitely check that out. I've got a backlog of about 6 videos that I need to edit and put into YouTube, which I don't know. I'm using more of as buffer videos, like if ever there's one day I don't want to record, I just use those videos as like inserts, so at least I got content for that the next day or whatever if I don't feel like editing. And those are pretty much the 3 main games I've been playing. I've been looking for other games to play. I got multiple other games that I might start streaming after Watch Dogs 2, or either that or I'll try to like 100%. I still have Horizon to finish. I'm getting pretty far in Horizon that I want to get done after a while. My French came up there for a second there. Horizon. See, that's a French thing. When a French person starts talking English, they'll sometime like in the word air, like just air, we'll add the H, we'll do hair, and words that have an H at the beginning we'll remove the H. Like horse, you'll say horse. I've seen some French people do that. It's funny. I used to do that once in a while, but now it's not as bad as it used to be. I know a lot of people, when I speak English to them, they don't even know I speak French because my accent is pretty well under control, some would say. So yeah, anyway, that's out of the way. That's what I've been playing. So we will be moving right into the news. All right, so our first article of news actually came out a couple hours ago. This is an article from GameSpot. Alex Newhouse, and it's about Payday 2. Now, Payday 2 has been out since 2013, and the company that makes the game, Starbreeze, announced. Let me read a little paragraph, a couple paragraphs from the article here. It says Starbreeze announced the VR version today in a live stream, and subsequently released a trailer for it. It looks pretty well. Payday 2 is already a hectic and chaotic game. So it's most likely to be even crazier when you strap into a headset. This isn't just a small companion experience either. The developer is making the entire game in VR. You can watch the full trailer above, okay? Because this is simply Payday 2 ported to VR, any unlocks you've earned in the existing game will be available right away. In addition, it will have cross-play between the VR and normal version, meaning that you can play in VR with friends who don't have a headset. Payday 2 VR will be free for current owners of the games on PC. So that's pretty cool. They were showing it in a live stream. I think I said that upstairs, and they were playing it in HTC Vive, and they haven't said that it was going to be released for Oculus Rift. And they also said in later in the article that the beta will be coming sometime in 2017, which should be pretty cool if you guys are into Payday 2. I know a lot of people, like when I'm streaming, they want me to play Payday 2, which I got a sucky computer, so it's hard for me to play it on the PC. I can play on the PS4, but nobody has it. It's not popular on the PS4 as much as it is on the PC version of things. And I'm happy that companies are actually porting their games to VR, because VR needs a lot of game. It's one thing, if I had money, I would probably post VR videos for you guys, because I don't see a lot of VR videos on YouTube itself. It's pretty much still a niche market, and not a lot of people are actually buying the VR kits. So what I've seen lately in the news is some of the big VR companies are trying to, like Oculus and Vive and the PlayStation VR, trying to like have that their system all work together, so you can play one game with all three systems. So I mean, like, you can you can play against other opponents. Like, if you have a PSVR, you can play with somebody that has an Oculus one game or something like that, which is pretty fun. At least that helps the community evolves into a bigger thing and makes it more involved, and allows it to grow even bigger. And hopefully in the next couple of years, we'll see VR gaining more grounds, because it is a technology that I do see that has a lot of potential, but it has to be done right. Like, if at E3 this year, Sony doesn't talk about VR, well, they're already shitting the bed and not letting the experience come to life. If they're killing it like they did to the PS Vita a couple years ago, where they decided to stop talking about it or whatever. They'd only say, oh, we got a couple of games. It's not big games, but it's a little micro games, which that would suck. Talking about one little thing I want to talk about, I've been playing, actually, I got my PS Vita out, and I've completed Severed, which is an awesome game. If you guys are looking for a game, it was free a couple months ago on PS Plus, and believe me, if you have it in your queue and you haven't played it yet, definitely play it. It's definitely a fun game to play on the PS Vita, sorry, excuse me for that. And so back to the Payday 2 on VR, definitely go check that out. If you got it on PC, it's free to upgrade if you have the Vive. I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to go see the trailer if I'm not showing it on the YouTube version of the video. If you're only listening to the audio, well, go check out for a trailer on YouTube, on another channel, whatever, on what's the name of the just give me a second. On Starbreeze's, they probably have a YouTube channel up there or something. So hopefully more power to companies that do that. It's definitely something that I want to see more. It's just going to motivate, as long as they can get the hardware even cheaper and better, because the technology is getting better as it goes, and it's getting less expensive to produce. And like me, that's my only thing that's making me not buy one, is because I don't have the budget for it right now, because I would love to have a PlayStation VR to play and stuff like that. So we will be moving on to the next news I got. And what is the next one I have here? Oh, the next one is actually, they announced it, yesterday, I think? Yeah, it was yesterday, May 9th. So this is an article from the guys at Ghost Game, and it's a new Need for Speed. So in 2017, Need for Speed is coming back. So I'm going to read the article that they posted there on their website. Hey everyone, we wanted to drift by and talk about a topic that we know you're just as passionate about as we are, the next Need for Speed. By now, many of you will have heard the talk that a new game is in development here at Ghost Games. We're happy to announce that by the end of 2017, you will be playing a new Need for Speed game. We have a lot more detail to share as we get closer to EA Play in June. That's their event alongside E3 there. They don't do the whole conference thing. They just do... Well, I guess it's still a conference, they just call it EA Play, yeah. Last year was still in E3. Anyway, so the article continues. In the meantime, we can share a few details about various aspects of Need for Speed, what they mean to you, to us as developers, and the franchise as a whole. Then they just thank people for all the success for the 2015 launch of the reboot of the series, pretty much. And then they're talking about like bringing back a lot of customization. Then there's a cool screenshot under the article. Looks pretty cool. And then they're talking about the cop thing all coming back. Whenever you freshly customize, blah, blah, blah. Competition. Drifting, I would assume. And then other stuff like that. And I think the last game was only online. And I think this time... let's finish on the biggest discussion point around the last game, always online. To say that this is a topic you're passionate about would be an understatement. And whenever there's a topic, this gathers as much attention and feedback from you as it we took note. So when release day rolls around the next Need for Speed, you'll be able to play through a single player experience completely offline. Before yes, and we know you will. This does mean you will be able to pause the game. So okay, I guess I haven't played a Need for Speed in so long, so I didn't know that they actually did like a always online type of thing, which is nice. And that's pretty much all for the, I guess, blog post or news on their Need for Speed Newswire. Yeah, Newswire. That's all they had about this little announcement there. So that's pretty cool. 2017. So it's fun when game companies actually do that. They actually don't announce a game till let's say 6 months, 7 months before the end of the year. So 6 months, pretty good. Unlike, let's say, Red Dead's actually, I was going to say Red Dead, like how they announced it so early, but it's fine because they did announce it. They only talked about it twice within a week or so. Like they released screenshot and then they announced the trailer. They showed the trailer and then they stopped. They didn't do anything else. So yeah, it's not that good of an example. Because a lot of game, when it sucks when they talk about it, and they're like, oh, well, this game's coming out in 2 years. We'll sprinkle out information. That's kind of sucky because you're sort of creating hype and then everybody loses the hype because they're waiting so long for the game. So Need for Speed is fun because this is a game I haven't played in a while, but like one of my favorite one was Need for Speed Carbon. And Underground and Carbon are some of my favorite Need for Speeds. Those are the ones like just the customization, the drifting, all that. I found that the game was always good at portraying those pretty well. And yeah, so more power to these guys. I can't wait to see. There's only a screenshot right now. There's no trailer out, anything like that. I'm assuming in the next couple of weeks or months they will show us a trailer, since it's coming out at the end of the year. So it's not in beta version probably right now. It's more in the like final polishing stages. And yeah, so our next article is from it's from Polygon. It's written by Samid Sakar. Sorry if I ruined your name there. It's a report. New Assassin's Creed game is a prequel called Origin. So the article goes as follow: the next Assassin's Creed title will be a prequel called Assassin's Creed Origin, set in ancient Egypt, according to a leaked image of the game, corroborated by Eurogamer as well as other media reports. So this is only a rumor yet; it hasn't been confirmed by Ubisoft itself. But there is a screenshot I'll post on the video version of the podcast. You'll probably be seeing it right now. We'll be seeing that. So the article continues. Earlier today, a now deleted Reddit account posted the image above of the Assassin's Creed subreddit as your between quotes your first look to. Your first look at Assassin's Creed Origin. It appears to be a photo of a computer monitor running a development build of a game in which a character is standing on a wooden sailboat. A bow and an arrow, as well as a shield, are slung across the individual's back. It was possible to raid boats in the previous game in 2015's Assassin's Creed Syndicate, but the last... Sorry, was that... It was possible, yeah, okay, yeah. But at last mainline entry in the series allowed players to pilot boat in 2013's Black Flag. The article continues detailing more of the screenshot. Like there's a mission for eliminate crocodile, which was a big problem, I guess, in the ancient Egyptian times. What was the other thing they noted looked very Egyptian style? Just give me a second here. And the Egyptian immortalized under Mortali with Sobek, a protective but aggressive god. So say with the military, Kenu was an Egyptian. Okay, so it just keeps going, explaining why it seems very a lot like Assassin's Creed. It probably is. You got multiple sources. They have Eurogamer. Eurogamer are usually pretty good once they reveal something. If you go on the original Eurogamer article, they say they have three really reliable sources. About this, and usually what happens is Assassin's Creed is a pretty leaky franchise. That's what I read somewhere. But if you've been watching Assassin's Creed for all you, I've noticed this myself. Assassin's Creed always leaks. It always has like every year, a month or two before they announce it, it always leaks that there's a game coming out. Like the article says, this is a very like an alpha or beta stage built, because you got all the coding at the bottom there. For testing sake and stuff like that. So that's pretty fun. They took a year off last year, which was, I think it was well deserved for the series. At least, I don't know, what sucked about Assassin's Creed is Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which is a game I have been playing. I haven't played in a while, but I did start playing it on the channel, on the YouTube channel. And it's definitely a game that's way more fun than the rest of the other Assassin's Creed. The one I played before, right before Syndicate, was, sorry about that, the first Syndicate I played before, sorry, Let me start that over. I have the burps. I'm drinking pop, and it's not always good to talk when you're drinking pop. The other Assassin's Creed game I played before Syndicate was Liberation on the PS Vita, which was pretty fun. I don't remember the character's name there. Black lady. I just can't remember her name right now. It's gonna maybe come back to me later. But Assassin's Creed Syndicate was actually pretty entertaining to play. I always had a fun time to play that the game. For what I played, sort of the gang thing. As soon as you have a sort of a gang element, like you have to take over part of town, and reinforce your gang aspect and take out big bosses, it's always an aspect like I enjoy. Like that, one of the best example I got is Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which you have to make Grove Street become the big gang in the city, which was an awesome part of the game. That's one of the best part of that game for me personally. And so we will be having a new Assassin's Creed. Like I was saying before, I deviated from like a way, way off course, like that boat in the image. So Assassin's Creed Origin, they took a break last year. At least they left off on Syndicate. If you haven't played Syndicate, definitely go check it out. It's one of their best games, I would have to say. At least they didn't leave the series in like a Unity type thing. I mean, Unity did not do well, and I think that's why Syndicate didn't do well either after, because it was such a bad... They kept doing a bad Assassin's Creed one after the other. Not bad like a 4 out of 10. It was like a 7 or a 6.5 or an 8 type deal, but it's people got tired and fatigued with Assassin's Creed because it's one of those big open worlds, and each game looked... They look pretty similar one to the other. The only thing that changed really much was like the aesthetic and where it took place. But the main things were almost pretty much the same. I know with Ubisoft, the team's big enough, they probably have longer cycles between like every year they had their long cycles. Probably like they had one team working on Syndicate for 3 years, and then another team work on Unity for a couple of years, and blah blah blah. And I think what really screwed up Unity was actually, if I remember, Unity came out when at the same time that Assassin's Creed Rogue, and Rogue was on the old consoles, and Unity was one of the first Assassin's Creed on the new console, if I remember, that was exclusive to the new consoles. And I think that's what maybe screwed that version up, and then it soured the rest of the way for Syndicate, which it sucks, because Syndicate's a pretty fun game. Definitely go check it out. And so, yeah, we're going to have a new Assassin's Creed maybe this year. If they're going to talk about it, either they're going to talk about it in the next weeks, or they're going to talk it at E3, which I'm assuming that's what they're going to do. That's the most logical thing to do now, from how long there is left to from here to E3. Most people are going to talk about their new games at E3. So that's it for Assassin's Creed. The last news I got to talk to you, is, I don't know if you guys remember a couple years back, when was it here? Just trying to find the time. Give me just a second there. Now this is an article from, I'm reading this from Kotaku, which is not always a site I like to look at, because like just the title itself, when you read it, you're like, okay, that doesn't make sense to the game. Like the title of their article is "Hacker Makes Nintendo PlayStation Fully Operational." I guess it's supposed to be more of a funny type title, because it's not a hacker. Well, it is. It's Ben Heck. So if you know Ben Heck, he's more... I don't personally watch Ben Heck, which is something I should do, because he seems to do really cool things. So I did watch their video on... If I can stop marauding around here, if that's the right word. A couple years ago, I think it's 2003, they say in this article. 2005, when the Nintendo PlayStation, I don't know if you guys remember that, when in the early days before PlayStation came out, the first PlayStation came out, Nintendo and Sony were trying to create like a related console, and one of the prototypes they had was what people have been calling the Nintendo PlayStation, which is a mix of a cartridge base player, and it also plays CD, one of the first kind of CD play, well, not the first kind, but I mean sort of the modern age CD-ROM type a game player. And when they found it, this is an old prototype someone found, and they actually they actually brought it to Ben Heck, so he can this guy is like a I wouldn't say computer whiz, but he does like, he's a hardware whiz where he's able to take hardware and bring it back to life or modify it way better to make an even more awesome thing out of it. And that's what they did in this case. They took the Nintendo PlayStation and brought it back to life. That's all he did. And that was pretty cool. They got the cartridge portion working first in a couple videos, which I didn't watch, but the video I watched is they were finally able to get the CD-ROM able to play, and then they got people send them CD with ROMs on them to actually make it work, and they actually got it to work. So there is a video. I'll probably show you a bit of the video right here, but I'll definitely link you guys the video in the description so you can check that out. In the video format, so definitely go check out the video format on YouTube. And yeah, so that's pretty impressive, definitely cool. It would have been fun to see what would happen if Nintendo wouldn't have dicked over Sony. And you see what happened today, now Sony is more popular than Nintendo. So, well, maybe some of you might argue on that, but so far, when you got 50 million units out there, and yeah, okay, the Switch is selling a lot of units and it's sold out everywhere. I don't know if some people say it will. I don't personally think Nintendo will be able to sell more than Sony and Xbox. Maybe Xbox, because Xbox only has like 25, 30 million units sold, which is outstanding. And we'll see if the Nintendo Switch will be able to beat that. But it would have been interesting to see if Sony and Nintendo would have been able to get that stuff working together. Would have seen what it would have, if it would have worked out better for everybody. And yeah, that's it for all the news I got for today. Not a lot of big news. That's all news that actually interesting me to talk about. So we will move on to our one segment I like to call Kickstarting It.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
So if you guys don't know what Kickstarting It is, basically I go rummaging around in Indiegogo or Kickstarter. I try to find a game that needs pledging or that needs money to get kickstarted. And basically I shoot it out to you guys, talk about it to you guys, so you guys can definitely go check it out and support it if you want to, not if you don't want to. But for this time around, I found a little game on Kickstarter called Atom RPG. Sorry, I've sort of fucked up the name. So Atom RPG. So I will of course put a link for the Kickstarter in the description of the YouTube article of the YouTube video. So if you're listening to the audio, of course, once again, go check out the YouTube portion, the YouTube video, and the link should be there, or on my website, metimegamer.com. There will be a article with all for the videos there, and you can find the link from there. So basically, Atom RPG. Basically, it's a crazy and dangerous adventure in the post-apocalyptic Soviet Russia. So basically the game, so for the main information so far, just give me a second here. Sorry about that. So for main information about the game, the game needs $15,000 for a goal. So I'm guessing they're pretty advanced in the game. So the game, if I remember seeing on this, they have a page on Steam. I think it's they're announcing for beginning of 2018. So yeah, they do need $15,000 for their goal, and they have 9,573 as of May 10th, and they have 333 backers, and there's still 23 days to go. So you guys have plenty of time to go check that out. So about the project, so this game has been greenlit by the community. So Atom RPG, let me read you the description of the game. So the deterioration in relation between Eastern and Western bloc in the 1979. Has led to a full-blown Armageddon between nuclear powers in the year 1986. The war was swift, devastating, and brutal. The fact that humanity persevered was miraculous. 19 years have passed, and it's 2005. Sorry, why the hell did I have a problem saying that? It's 2005. Both once great empires and their allies now lie in ruins, but on top of those ruins, new civilizations are slowly emerging. The story takes place in a small patch of land in the south part of the USSR, where you take the role of an undercover operative from the secret bunker society called Atom. Your mission is to find any traces of an expedition that recently stopped contacting the Ming base. Atom is a passion project, and finish it no matter what, but it will be able to do it much faster. Okay, So, oh, there's a demo below. I'll probably go check out the demo. That's pretty cool. I didn't even see there was a demo. The combat is a turn-based combat, which it's not really something I usually enjoy. Oh, and by the way, it says delivery February 2018. So we'll have to see that. If there's a demo, I'll definitely try to play it. It is a turn-based. Let me find some information. So non-linearity. The game's an open world. You're not going to go through corridors. You're investigating a mystery. This could be achieved by numerous ways. There's no artificial boundaries in the world of Adam. Oh, and there's no essential character in the game, so everybody's fair game. Characters, these 300 characters in game, all of them, their unique personalities and pertinent dialogue. There's encounters and quests. There's combat. There's weapon and item customization. There's then it keeps going and going and going and going and going and going. So it's an isometric kind of game. So you're looking at a top sideways camera of the character. And so definitely go check out the Kickstarter. Like I said, the link is below. This if you're listening to the video, which I might be putting in my YouTube video of this podcast. It's heavily inspired on Fallout and those type of games. So you guys will definitely have when I watched the video, I personally got a big vibe of Fallout, other games that resemble Wasteland. Was it Wasteland? Yeah, Wasteland and things like that. So definitely go check out. You guys can definitely go pledge to that game. It's still available for 23 days. And, that's funny enough that game, I didn't see it for the first time I saw it wasn't even on Kickstarter. It was actually one of those games that popped up on my Facebook feed. I was like, oh great, another fucking Facebook announcement game for a shitty fucking game. Because usually it's always that's always the case on Facebook. It always advertises shitty games on mobile or something like that. And you're like, oh fuck, that looks disgusting. But when I saw that, I'm big into post-apocalyptic games. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance to go take a look. And definitely something that really fucking caught my attention. So definitely go check that out. And so I will leave the link in the description below. All right, guys, so that's enough jibber-jabber and just plain old stupid talking for today. A lot of me thinking of what I want to say. Sometimes it's just a bit weird. I don't know what to say half the time. That's why I've tried to make it more relaxed and not scripted, like I said in the couple past podcasts there. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. That was super fun. A lot of cool stuff going on for me, for games in general. I can't wait for Red Dead at the end of the year. That's really the game I really can't wait to put on YouTube and fucking stream it for you guys. That's going to be the fun part in all of this. And so it's time for me to say farewell for today. Of course, if you enjoyed the podcast, rate me on iTunes. I'm there. I'm not only on iTunes. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Stitcher, TuneIn, and anywhere else that they rip my RSS feed from my website where they can find my podcast. And if you ever find a location that you need to pay for my podcast, don't. You can find it for free. I never charge for a podcast. Nobody does. So why the fuck would you pay for this podcast? Who knows? Maybe in the future, if I get popular enough, I might give you the 10 last episode for free. And then the older episode cost money. I don't know. Like a lot of podcasts lately have been doing that, which is fair. I would say it's you get the last 10 episodes for free, and then it seems like a fair model, I would say, and you pay like $1.99 a month or something like that. So it seems pretty like a cool little thing to do. Talking about money, which is not always a subject I like talking about to fans of the community, is, of course, if you want to help support the page, definitely you can do that either by going to patreon.com/metimegamer. I got one tier. I think it's a $4.99 tier. If it's not that, it's probably lower than that. And I'm not offering much, like I say all the time. I'm not offering anything in particular. It's a way for you guys to support me monthly. If you guys want to help me, I'm really trying to get money to build myself a new PC, because this laptop is just not doing it right now. It's just a shit. It's not a shitty laptop. It's just like I can't. There's a lot of stuff I can't do because my laptop's not powerful enough. Like you'll see sometimes the quality of the videos are not always good, and sometimes like even this in the podcast, you'll see that the podcast the audio is always a bit weird because I had the because my audio is still because of a laptop the way it's made. There's a lot of interference with the microphone, which is a bit weird, like a power power interference and stuff like that, which is a bit weird. Anyway, so yeah, you can definitely check out Patreon. And of course, if you stop by the stream, you can donate via you can tip on the stream and stuff like that. But you don't have to. All my content's free for you guys if you guys want to watch it. Or it's simple as if when you go to YouTube, instead of skipping over the ad at the beginning of the video or at the end of the video, just let it play, and that gives me ad revenue. And that is it. So of course, if you're on YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate that. If you're listening to the podcast version, you can also go to YouTube and do that also. If you want to follow me, I'm pretty much everywhere on all the social media. You can follow me everywhere as MeTimeGamer on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and of course on youtube.com/MeTimeGamer, where I post a new video every week, Monday to Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So thank you so much, guys, for watching and listening, and I will see you in the next stream. Keep on keeping on.